that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got you. Oh, I feel nice.
All right, we are back. We are back with Doctor, and I'm hope I don't get this wrong, and I probably will. Tan Inse, he's a doctor, he's associate professor of pathology and a member of the University of Miami Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center. He recently got a big grant from the Breast Cancer Research Foundation to research personalized treatment of breast tumors with multi-hormonal combinations. And he also does all kinds of stem cell research. I don't want to hear me talk. Dr. Inse, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Glad to talk to you.
I really apologize about the way I butchered your name at least three times.
Well, and you did a great job pronouncing the name, so thank you.
Oh, super. Well, listen, doctor, I want you to talk. There's all kinds of research. There's all kinds of discoveries. Please tell our listeners about the way you're helping breast cancer patients survive.
Well, obviously, we work on a lot of things for the last 15 years, so it's hard for me to summarize everything we do, but I will pick a few things that may be of interest.
Perfect.
About 15 years ago, I invented a technology back when I was at MIT that allows us to keep human cells alive in a petri dish.
Whoa.
And indefinitely. And that allows us to do all sorts of experiments outside the human body without testing things on the patient. So about 4 years ago, I was recruited to University of Miami by the Sylvester Cancer Center and the Stem Cell Institute. And our initial studies were just on breast. But since I came here, we discovered that we can apply this technology to leukemia, bladder cancer, colon cancer. So we think that it's going to be applicable to all cancers. And just to make this more tangible, I was listening in, and you mentioned that we do really interesting regenerative work with stem cells on heart. And everybody now knows that the normal stem cells are a great, you know, way to repair tissues in the future. And I am working on tumor stem cells, so you may think of it as the dark side of the stem cell.
Now, let me ask you a question, doctor. You know, mm-hmm. You create these magic bullets out of the stem cells from the cancer tumor. I've read a little bit about that. It seems that one of the things that kind of is a challenge is that the tumors change, and that sometimes you get the, you know, it modifies even while you're just processing it. Have you been able to address some of that stuff?
Well, that was the invention I was mentioning.
Great.
So far, in every way we examine these cells in a petri dish, they mimic the real tumor in the human body. That was the great breakthrough,
wow,
in the invention.
Wow.
So I just want to clarify for your listeners, when I say stem cells, sometimes people associate that with embryonic stem cells. These stem cells have nothing to do with that. So we have none of the ethical issues because they're not embryonic.
Yeah, in fact, whenever I talk about that, I make sure to never say embryonic because I do know that there's now a difference, and we never want to get caught up in all of that controversy.
So basically, ours are, even there's a word common, they have nothing to do with it. So having said that, the way I describe tumor stem cells is like this, and this bears upon the regeneration idea. If you think of a tumor like a beehive and think of the queen bee, tumor stem cell is like the queen bee. And so if you're trying to get rid of, you know, the whole bee colony, if you kill all the bees, but you leave the queen bee behind, queen bee will regenerate the whole colony. And we envision the tumor stem cell in a similar analogy, that they are rare cells, but they're capable of regenerating the entire tumor, and that's why they're called tumor stem cells.
Wow.
So that's what we work on. And the grants and the hormone treatment that you mentioned is trying to target these cells.
Wow. Okay, so now I've got it. You've got hormonal therapy that tries to target the queen bee cancer stem cell. And when you get that, you've been able to eliminate not only the cancer with whatever treatment you do, but now it limits the ability for the cancer to come back. And I'm not a doctor, and I'm going to probably use the wrong word. So this helps it to not metastasize?
Well, we think that the tumor stem cells are possibly what metastasizes, actually. So it's like sending a new queen bee to another site in the body so it can form a new colony. And this might be one reason why we have not been successful in patients who have metastasis. We're pretty good at with the primary tumor. We take it out with surgery, but the drugs eventually fail. I have to clarify that this is a working theory. We, you know, this hasn't been proved, but it's an exciting new approach.
Exciting, my gosh! I'm glad that you're so calm, because I'm doing handsprings here, and my friends that have these types of situations are probably can't wait for you and the rest of the team at the stem cell at the Gene Research Building over there. Thanks again. High five to Dr. Goldschmidt for getting all that started. It seems like it's a very exciting place for people to congregate and exchange ideas.
Absolutely. And I have to thank Dr. Goldsmith and Nimer and Hare. They're the directors of the medical school, the Sylvester, and the Stem Cell Institute and Pathology Department, who have been supporting my research here.
Oh, yeah. We had a couple of years ago, we had Josh Hare on. What a terrific guy. The heck with what a great reason. Just a super guy.
Yeah.
Listen, now, we have only got about a minute left. Is there a place that people can go where they can read more about this somewhere, or maybe contact you or your department? How do they get more info?
Well, they can go to the Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center website, and they can search for my name, or they can go to the website of Breast Cancer Research Foundation. There's a website about me there because I'm funded by them. Also, there's a website on Play for Pink, which is another advocacy and charity that funds my work. So through them, they can help, you know, fund this research, because the biggest bottleneck right now is the lack of funds, because, you know, they've been sort of shrinking funds from the government.
I know a bunch of friends that are raising funds for the Sylvester Cancer Care Center, and I'm going to send our interview to them, and I'm going to see what I can do to help you out. How about that?
Well, I appreciate that. There are many investigators that are brilliant at the University of Miami, and lifeblood of this is not new great ideas. It's just we don't have enough funds to put them in practice.
Well,
I appreciate your help.
It's my absolute pleasure. I've got to go, but you've got my word. I've got the two names on the top of your bio right here, and I promise you I'm going to be hitting them with your interview in a couple of days as soon as it's been reprocessed. So thank you so much, Doctor. I can't thank you enough for coming on the show today and talking about the new breakthroughs in cancer research. Dr. Tan Insay, MD, PhD, top guy at UHealth, University of Miami Medical Center, and the Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center. Thanks again for being on the show, Doctor.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Good luck.